Your Steve Jones Show podcast audio is loading. Steve Jones Show podcast, sponsored by Kratzer Insurance Agency, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland, and online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
An early Happy New Year to each and every one of you. It's great to have you with us on this New Year's Eve. And the same request I made yesterday, I will make today at the same time. If we could take out my echo, that would really help me in terms of my thought process and concentration.
You know, what's funny is I don't have you with one.
Well, on the listening end, it's not easy.
It's a little different is what you're trying to tell me. Interesting.
It's a little different. Yeah, it's a little different.
All right.
He's thinking. There he is. Whatever you thought right.
All right. I'll hit the right button eventually.
There you go. Hey, just hit it on the side. I mean, I've worked at some stations where most of the stuff was made in the Eastern Bloc, and you had to do something aggressive with it.
I mean, have a hammer nearby in case I ever need it. So.
And a sickle? No. It's great to have you with us on this New Year's Eve. Today, Penn State basketball, it's the Big Ten opener today. And it couldn't be in a bigger Big Ten opener than what we're about to see. It's Penn State and Michigan State at the Bryce Jordan Center. Michigan State, a Final Four candidate, ranked fifth in the country. They've done nothing so far to not indicate they're not a Final Four candidate. They are 11-1 to this stage. They have almost everyone back. I know we're checking in with the Michigan State people today. A team that has been either banged up physically or, you know, Gary Harris has been out. Brandon Dawson missed the last game. He got kicked in the shin on Friday. They just held him out for New Orleans. He'll play today. And then Matt Costello has had mono. Not sure about Costello, but they say this is about as healthy as they've been heading into this one. Meanwhile, Patrick Chambers, in talking to him this afternoon, he told me these are probably the best four post-Christmas practices he's ever been a part of. So now we'll find out how it pays off. Starting today at 5, we're on beginning at 4:30. So we're making that turn into the college basketball season. Something I'll address is why isn't this game at the Staples Center? I will address that after we take a break. And obviously, Bill O'Brien. If you've noticed, it has been very, very quiet today. There was no 2 o'clock press conference here in State College. There was no 2:30 press conference in Houston. There's been nothing today. This goes back to what I've talked about repeatedly in this scenario. Be calm and just let it play out. I've talked about this. Just be calm and let it play out. Until I hear or we hear from Bill O'Brien, okay, he's the one person we haven't heard from. You know, you hear somebody say something here, somebody there. I talked to an insider here and an insider. Look, okay, in the end, there are two people that really know, Bill and Colleen O'Brien. Okay. But we've heard nothing today, to the point where the stories have even been taken off ESPN on their pages. Have you noticed, Kevin, there are no Texan stories today there.
Well, I didn't look there, but I looked at other places, and I haven't seen anything either. And I thought that was rather interesting.
So let's just be calm. Let it play out. It's a big basketball game today. It's been one of the shames of this is that it's overshadowed something that for Penn State is pretty important. Their Big Ten openers against one of the best teams in the nation at home. Seems important to me, but what do I know? I've only done this for 32 years. Okay. And time now for Inside Penn State Athletics with Patrick Chambers, courtesy of Learfield Sports.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on pre-auction blowout.
Like a 2011 Hyundai Sonata Limited, inspected and with a clean Carfax, just $19,378. 2011 Kia Sorento LX, $17,523. 2006 Mercury Grand Marquis, LS Premium, sure to sell fast at $9,495. 2011 Subaru Legacy Limited with power moonroof, $19,780. 2010 Ford F-150 XLT, a real workhorse with new tires, lowest price promise, $26,897. Call 570-286-7746.
All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout.
See the full inventory and schedule a test drive and see what your trade is worth, too, at sunburymotors.com.
At the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
All right, welcome back. Great to have you with us. Today's show brought to you by our great friends at Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. They've served the Valley for more than 50 years with auto, business, home, life insurance, service and price. They mean a lot to them. They know it means a lot to you. Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland. I'm sitting here and on a very cold, windy day now. It was very calm here last night. Very calm here this morning, too. But now the wind has really picked up here. We're talking winds in excess of 25 to 30 miles an hour right now, even though it's not snowing. And I am sitting here in the very toasty Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, they've been with us since day one of the shows. We head into our third year, Kev, our third year. And Sunbury Motors has been here since day one. This studio is here because of them.
Beautiful studio.
And you were here. You finally had your first chance to come here and take a look at it. It literally has all the amenities that you could possibly ask for in a radio studio. That's why I made, you know, when you hear, for example, I don't care where you go in the state, whether you're in Philadelphia, Sunbury, Pittsburgh, even suburban New York, when you hear Inside Penn State Athletics, for example, which we just aired, which is a Penn State Network show. It's on 40 stations. That's done right here in the Sunbury Motors studio. Okay? And fed out to all the stations. You know, that's the capability in here. And I know, Kev, it really is a first-class setup that I can't thank, obviously, WKOK and Sunbury Broadcasting enough, but also Sunbury Motors. And they're located at 4th Street in Sunbury, and also Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. I can't thank them enough with this great setup, and you finally had your chance.
I did. It was a nice break in between. Actually, it was almost exactly halfway between here and our trip to Hollidaysburg on Friday, so it was a nice break. We thought about stopping on the way back home for that same break, but we didn't.
You should have. Seriously, you should have. No, I think it would have been great. I mean, it was great having Dave here, because you know how much I like Dave. Everybody likes Dave. He's just one of those just... It's like there's certain people that you look at, and you know that universally everybody likes them. And Dave's just one of those guys. Yeah, and he's smart, knowledgeable, and just, you know, great personality. It was fun having Dave here. We had a lot of fun. A lot of it at your expense.
Yeah, well, that's no different than normal.
but we had a great time. And one of the great things about what we can do with technology is obviously this studio, as you can see, though, it's more than a studio. It's an office I have now set up down in here with everything between printers and laminators and things like that. You know,
it is a suite.
I've turned it into that, yeah. I've turned it into that. But you saw the nice addition up on the wall that I put there, brand new. I used to have it before you came here. I had a picture of the All-Star game at Fenway Park, which is actually my son Mike's picture. It's actually his. Kathy, for Christmas, she got me a picture of the Penn State-Michigan game, the whiteout, homecoming, the four overtime game. The picture was taken probably two boxes down from where I am, in a panoramic view, And that's the picture I have up there now. It's incredible.
I didn't realize that's what it was from. I mean, I noticed the picture up there, but I didn't realize what it was from.
Yeah, that's what it's from.
And, of course, if you talked about before, you have all the pictures of your views from from the Jordan Center and from Beaver Stadium.
And Medler Field.
Yeah, and Medler Field.
Then the picture that I have is a picture of me introducing Joe at Football Eve one year. That's up on the walls as well. So, yeah. So, yeah, it's nice, toasty, comfy in here. Look, there's no press conference today. All right, there have been rumors all over the place. There's a press conference today. It's going to be here. Then the press conference was going to be in Houston. And what? No, there's no press conference today. It's all quiet here right now. Okay, there's nothing going on. I mean, there may be things going on, but Bill and I. This is something I understand completely. Bill has now. I don't know if he built the home or he bought it. I think he bought it. So my apologies to the O'Briens for not quite knowing this. I think he bought the house on Cape Cod. His parents live in Harwichport. And Bill loves Cape Cod. And I know this because, as you know, Kevin, I go to Cape Cod every year. Every year. I usually go to South Yarmouth, which is right next to Dennis. And Bill has this beautiful home in Dennis. And in fact, I was talking with a good friend of mine, and this guy and I have been friends for 20 years, who runs the Cape Cod Creamery. And Alan Davis is his name. And I was talking to Alan, and Alan knows Bill. In fact, Bill's dad is still active in politics, but now he's doing it on Cape Cod. And so Alan has the Cape Cod Creamery, which is in South Yarmouth, and he wants to expand it into Hyannis. And his business has exploded in the time I've known him. Because it's not just an ice cream shop. This is the kind of place where he does mix and now delivers ice creams to stores and so forth. I believe he has a big contract with Shaw's now. That's how much this guy has done. And he makes it all himself in the basement of the place. And he runs himself ragged during the summertime, 15 to 20 hours a day. Well, he's saying how Bill O'Brien's dad was helping him kind of grease the wheels a bit so he can open the store in Hyannis. And he was saying that the big talk in the Cape was the beautiful place that Bill and Colleen now have in Dennis, which is on and while South Yarmouth and Harwichport are on the Nantucket Sound side, Dennis is on the bay side. That's when I mean the bay side, it's literally 5 miles from South Yarmouth to the bay side. Okay. And he has a gorgeous home up there. Well, they go up there every chance they get, summertime, holidays, whatever, because they love it there. And I believe me, as somebody who's gone every summer for the last first time I went to Cape Cod was my mother has her family has cottages up in Truro. We went when I was a kid. I go there. Take my family there all the time. Now, I love it there. So I understand why they go back, because I love going there. So I can understand why they're there. That's why they're there. They're not here right now. And I think because he's there right now, it has kept the information highway to a minimum. Okay? The information highway has been at a minimum because he's there and not here. Simple as that. You don't have people camped outside the house or anything like that. In fact, I'm probably one of the few people here that actually knows where it is.
That's what I was just about to say. If they ever found out where it was, though, that'd be a different story.
Yeah, but I know where it is. It's very close to the Dennis Inn, which is where my son Dan had his reception after when he got married, because he got married on Cape Cod 2 years ago. And I think because he's there, it's kept the information flow to a absolute minimum stop. He's able to just think for himself there as to what he wants to and doesn't want to do. Okay? And that's why we all sit here in the dark.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Okay, so the high on Friday is 9.
Are you sure you're reading that number as the high and not the low?
That's the high.
Really?
Yay. Now, this is after we get some snow, and you're probably going to get more snow than I will.
AccuWeather hasn't given an official word yet, but they said significant, but maybe not crippling. I'm not sure what that definition is. But
mine says here 3.9 inches, and I'm on the premium site. That's why I can say that. They try to do things like that. Right now, the real feel here at the moment is 7. Hey, today's show is brought to you by Crosser Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland. They've joined the Steve Jones Show family this year, and we can't thank them enough. They took the Tuesday spot, and we're thrilled to have them on board, whether it's homeowners, life, business, car insurance. Okay, they'll take care of you. Price, service means everything to them. We know it means everything to you. Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland, thanks to Crotzer Insurance, we wish them a happy new year. They have served the Valley for more than 50 years. You notice that all the businesses that we have on board here, Kev, like are long-term. I mean, Sunbury Motors goes back to, what, the 19-teens?
Yeah, they've been around for a little while. And you're right. A lot of these are family businesses that have been here for a long time.
Long, long time. I mean, it's... up and down the valley. And of course, we reach Harrisburg, we reach Williamsport, Wilkes-Barre, we know you reach State College. I got a text last, was it Friday you were here?
Yes.
Yeah, right. I got a text. I'm still listening.
I can still hear you.
I can still hear you. All right. The Bill O'Brien situation. By the way, Jimbo Fisher, 5-year contract with Florida State. Gee, scratch him off the Texas list. So Jimbo Fisher gets a 5-year deal with Florida State. That's set. But everything has been very quiet on the Bill O'Brien front. And it's been very quiet over the last 24 hours. That doesn't mean things aren't happening. But at the same time, it's just been quiet. The information has literally gone dark. You look at the ESPN page, for example, where Chris Mortensen and Adam Schefter have been reporting, and they're very good reporters. It's the Fisher deal, it's NBA refs, it's Kevin Sumlin won't talk NFL, Maurice Jones-Drew's going to free agency, 13,000 unsold tickets for Lambeau for the 49ers and the Packers. That's kind of a surprise. Peyton Manning may not have the passing yards record because there's one of the plays to Decker is a lateral. So that's why he doesn't have it. Jets eye quarterbacks despite Smith improving. 104-point win for Southern. Jerry Jones in no rush to talk to Monty Kiffin or Bill Callahan. Harvin might be in the playoff game for Seattle. Tim Tebow, not done with NFL, but gets ESPN job. Canada beats U.S. in World Junior Hockey. Okay, those are the stories on the front page today. I mean, and then you go to the NFL thing, and it's the same thing in the NFL thing. Okay? All the way through. Okay? No story on the Texans. Okay? No story on the Texans. At all. Okay? Go to the college football section. No story on Penn State. I mean... it's the news of the day, but still. But it has really gone dark. Arizona won today, so if Kev, you're now wondering where am I in this whole thing? I'm 14-6 now.
Really? 14-6?
Yes.
So, let's see.
I lost Arizona.
Arizona won today. That makes me 8-12.
Yeah, that's not really very good.
Actually, I'd almost take 8-12 right now, the way I started.
That's true. We got to a little bit of a slow start.
Did you ever make one of those picks and then look back on it? You know, you make your picks early, and then you look back on it, why in the world did I do that? The Navy Middle Tennessee game for the Bell helicopter.
You pick Middle
Tennessee? I did. And it's like, and I look at it and I'm like, why did I do that?
That was one of those easy ones that I went to the Yahoo Fund.
Exactly. And I know, I mean, after watching Army-Navy, I'm like, wow, Navy's going to win their bowl game. They're looking pretty good. Bell Helicopter Armed Forces Bowl, I highlight Middle Tennessee. What in the world was I thinking?
Okay, now I've got UCLA in this game. I've got Mississippi State in the next game, and yeah. I've got Texas A&M tonight.
I got all of those as well.
Okay, then tomorrow.
For the Gator Bowl.
Okay, did we do tomorrow's? I don't
know.
We
haven't done
tomorrow.
No, we have not.
Well, might as well get it done now because we aren't in tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true.
Nebraska, Georgia. What makes this interesting is that Georgia has to play with their backup quarterback. If Andy Murray's playing, I'm picking Georgia. And I'll still pick Georgia. Let's see. UNLV. Who in the hell are they playing?
UNLV's got North Texas.
North Texas. Does anybody know anything about either one of these two teams?
You know, here you go. When all else fails, take the team that's basically got a home game. So that's why I went with North Texas, seeing as this is the heart of Dallas Bowl. By the way, you're also talking to somebody now that's 8-12 because of that theory.
Yeah. Yeah, UNLV caught a break to play in this game because Penn State's not eligible. Now, it would have bumped down other people if Penn State been. I don't think Penn State would have played in this game. Okay. Good Lord. Who the heck do you pick in this game? I'm going to take North Texas. And here's the reason why. UNLV averages 31 points a game. That's fine. They also average giving up 31 points a game. So we'll go with North Texas. I don't really want to go with North Texas, but I am. Okay. So I've got Georgia and North Texas. Okay, then what we got? Iowa, LSU. I'm taking LSU.
Let's see. So far, you and I are right on. Oh, you missed Capital One Bowl, South Carolina, Wisconsin.
Well, that was the next one up. I'm picking Wisconsin in that one.
All right. Well, that's the only one we differ. I went with South Carolina.
And I'm picking Stanford to beat Michigan State.
Yep, I have that one as well. And I had LSU, which leads us to the bowl for all the Tostitos.
Baylor will beat Central Florida.
You think so?
Yes, I do.
You know, that could be a really entertaining game, though.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
All right. There you have it. Don't bother watching it tomorrow night.
I really don't.
It's not going to matter. Go to bed early.
It'll be entertaining in that the ability to watch the Baylor offense. How about that?
Well, that's true. And that, the multiple uniform that they've had this year. That was a joke.
Not with you.
By the way, I have to admit the Oregon uniform for the Alamo Bowl was horrid.
Oh, really? I was okay with that.
It was horrid.
It was Texas Tech last night that I looked at and went,
yeah.
Send in the clowns.
My wife looked at that uniform and she of Oregon and said, is that supposed to be like a shield or something? Are they a superhero? I said, yes, they're the Super Ducks.
Well, Phil was there. Phil was there last night. Being Phil Knight, your man.
The Super Ducks.
Super Ducks. Well, you know what? You're mad I'm 14-6, though.
No, I would expect you to be 14-6, quite honestly. I would expect me to be 8-12. This is going just as I suspected it would go. I'll tell
really?
You, I honestly think the hardest games to pick are the first, like, 10 bowl games.
Really?
Because there are teams that I don't normally know a ton about. Not that I know a ton about any team, but I mean, like Colorado State, Washington State in the New Mexico Bowl. I didn't really know much about either.
I watched both teams during the year. So that was fine with that one. That was actually an easy one for me. Watching both of them.
Maryland Marshall's the one that I think that surprised me.
I was surprised by that. I thought Maryland would play a better game than that.
Maryland couldn't tackle.
Thought they'd play a better game than that. That one I missed completely.
I watched about 5 minutes of that at the Chateau, and Maryland just couldn't tackle anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, they just couldn't. So I say, welcome to the Big Ten. It's great to have you on board. Let's see. Rutgers, Notre Dame. Thanks. Welcome to the Big Ten. Great to have you. So far, Rutgers and Maryland have fit right in with the Big Ten. They've gone out and lost bowl games. So
should be comfortable.
I remember one time I was on an Illinois pregame show, and I was having a lot of laughs with the Illinois guys. Look, every broadcast team in this conference is a riot. Okay? There isn't a single guy in this group I don't personally like. I mean, so we're having a lot of laughs. And something came up about, this is like 4 years ago or something like that. And they brought up the bowl thing. And I said, well, I said, if you want, I said, we can bring, you know, we can bring everybody in to have a conference with Joe as to how to get ready for the things. They go, well, come on. I said, excuse me. I said, Penn State's won four of their last five bowl games. This is after the LSU game. I said, they've won four of their last five bowl games. I said, the Big Ten hasn't even won four bowl games in the last 5 years outside of Penn State. And they go, oh, well, it's kind of touchy there. I go, no. I said, you guys ought to be touchy about this. I said, because you're not helping. Yeah, the image of this conference is not being helped. And I pointed out the Woody and Bo thing forever. I mean, Woody and Bo, okay, for everything Woody and Bo did, and I'm not putting them down here, but, you know, the two of them combined for 11 bowl wins. I mean, they were like 11 and 18 or 11 and 19 in bowl games. Joe won 24 of them. Okay? So, you know, Joe won 24 of them. And I'm not talking about, winning 24 of them. Oh, well, that's because he coached 46 years. Remember, take how many years Bo coached and how many years Woody coached and add them together. Now, they didn't have the multiple bowl years until later in their careers. It was after that 73 game, which John Bacon and I are going to talk about here in the next half hour. But this conference has never excelled in bowl games, and I don't understand why. That's why the Urban Meyer thing is going to be interesting to see what he does against Clemson on Friday night.
Steve, I'm going to interrupt you real quick there because I have Allie on the line to chat with you real quick before we get to the top of the hour.
Yeah, you know what? I'm getting a red dot.
Yeah, I figured there, so. That's why I thought I'd mention it.
Hi, Allie. How you doing?
I'm good. I know you guys are talking about college football, but Drew and I were talking today, and we were wondering how you could do a pool for picking the playoff games, like how that works. We want to do one, and we want to, you know, have you guys pick them, but we're not sure how we would go about doing it.
Oh, you want the easy way if you want to get winners? there's a real easy way to do it. Kevin, go ahead. Tell them who you got.
or pick them after the game's played. That's what I usually try to do.
No. This is what we do, Allie, is that, in other words, he picks them. You just go diametrically opposite.
There you go.
Right? And I'll tell you right now.
I knew that
I mean,
was
coming. It's like going to Vegas and getting all lemons across the board.
All right, so if you guys come up with a plan, I want you to pick.
Number one, Allie, you're a big Eagles fan. They will win against New Orleans on Saturday night. They'll win that game.
You think?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Oh, they'll definitely win that game. Okay, let's start with this. Dome team playing outdoors that doesn't play well on the road against a team that, while didn't play well at home for about a year, finally has started to play well at home, gets its system. The Eagles will win the game by at least a touchdown.
Okay.
So are you thinking of this as a competition between the two shows? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, yeah, that's what Drew and I were talking about. We were talking about doing picks and having you guys do picks and see who wins.
Well, I mean, I think it'd be a friendly competition. Just tell the scum to call us later in the week. not that we're upset at all.
we'll email you our picks. You make your picks, and then we'll go from there.
Listen, looking at my 8-12 right now, do we get a handicap? Because my picks are really not good for the bowl game.
Wait a minute. Hey, Allie, hold on a second here. Hold on. So this means that if we do this, your team with Drew and I'm with him?
Yes.
Oh, this is like being on the golf course again. Oh.
Yeah, but we were getting some strokes on that too.
Yeah, but yeah. Oh God.
Thanks to me, I might add.
I'll send you an email, and you guys can follow up.
Allie, I think I'd like to find religion first.
No, I think this could be fun. I'll enjoy it.
All right. So we'll go head to head with Drew and Allie on this. What we have to do is that have Drew or you call the show.
Okay,
on Thursday. It has to be Thursday because I have to hit a plane on Friday. Okay. And we'll make the picks. Kevin will bring over a hat. He'll draw his out just as good as when he analyzes it. So
hey, I don't pick pro games by uniforms, all right?
Oh, jeez.
All right, we'll call on Thursday then.
I like it. Love it, Allie. Thanks. Happy New Year.
Take care. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to be done.
You're fine. I'm good with pro picks. I'm right with pro picks.
I'm on the same team with you.
You're good. I'm good with pro picks, I'm telling you.
It's like going into the ocean with a gigantic ball.
Ball?
Yes, sinking to the bottom. We'll come back with more here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay, John Bacon, next half hour, we're going to talk about NCAA reform and look back at the Penn State-Michigan game and 40 years ago that changed the landscape of the Big Ten. But look, the Big Ten has to do a better job in bowl games. But to me, it comes down to the big three. Okay, it really comes down to Ohio State, Michigan State, and Wisconsin. The Big Ten needs to win two of those three games. They need to win two of the three games to really establish some sort of legitimacy. What they've done to this point, I mean, Michigan, they lose Devin Gardner. They have to start the freshman Morris. Okay, I got it. But I'll tell you right now, Jake Waters, whom Bill O'Brien really coveted a year ago, remember how much Jake Waters, the JC kid, I mean, he wanted him badly. Jack called me, what's today? Today's Tuesday. Jack called me yesterday. And we were talking about Jake Waters yesterday. We can see why Bill wanted him so badly. He's legit. Did a great job for Kansas State. Minnesota had the game. They had the game won, and then they blew it. Simple as that. They had the game won, they blew it. Michigan was never really in the game with Kansas State. So, now the Big Ten has to go out and they have to do something. Iowa-LSU is not a good matchup. Georgia-Nebraska, not so sure that's a good matchup. Wisconsin-South Carolina is a really good matchup. All right? Michigan State-Stanford's a really good matchup, except without Bullitt in there, my buddy Gaffney, the old State College Spike, I think he's going to get over 100 against these guys. And that's a really good Michigan State defense. But I just like Stanford just like buttons down and plays ball. I mean, they are not fancy. They button down and play ball. Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland. Auto, home, business, life insurance. They've served the Valley for more than 50 years. We are proud to have them as our Tuesday sponsor. Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland. Here in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Next half hour, John Bacon, author of Fourth and Long, The Fight for the Soul of College Football. We'll talk to him about NCAA reform and about the Ohio State-Michigan game 40 years ago that changed the Big Ten. And then that will lead into the bottom of the hour and the Jordan Center. Dick Girardi and I on hand at the BJC today for the Big Ten opener, and it's a big one. Fifth-ranked Michigan State right here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.